I suspect that most of us who live either in New Hampshire or the Commonwealth of Massachusetts have on occasion seen something like this. An outcrop, a big rock. I'm told that builders are always concerned about such when they are building, and they usually put a contingency in case they have to bring some explosives in to get rid of this. Well, I'm going to take a little liberty this morning with this boulder, this rock, and I'm going to tell you a parable. You're not going to find this parable in Matthew, Mark, Luke, or even in John. I remember talking one time with Dee Bowman about, do all of these things that you talk about really happen to you? Because if they do, my life has really been pretty mild. And his comment was, preachers on occasion are allowed to take some liberties. So allow me with this parable this morning as I take a little bit of liberty. This parable is about a boulder and a man. The man was sick, very weak. And he lived in a cabin someplace in the woods up in northern Maine or Vermont. And even though he was sick, he just didn't have the wherewith to get into town to see a doctor. Whether he lacked a family that could take him in, whether he lacked the car or whatever, he was just isolated, sick, and weak. And his condition was growing worse and worse by the day. And in front of his cabin, as I tried to show you, there was this huge boulder. And one night, a vision came to him. And that vision said, what I want you to do is every day, at least twice a day, go out and push that boulder. To push it all day long, every day. Remember, this man is frail, sick, and alone. So he began early the next morning, and with great excitement as a result of that vision, he pushed the rock, and he pushed the rock, and he pushed the rock until lunchtime. He had lunch, and he rested for a while. And he went back out that afternoon and pushed the rock and pushed that boulder until the sun went down that evening. And he did this for days and days until those days turned into weeks and the weeks turned into months. And after about 8 months of pushing the rock, he was getting tired. He was getting tired of pushing that rock so much that he began to doubt that he even had this dream or this vision. And so what he decided to do the next morning was to get his measuring stick, and he was going to measure from his porch to that boulder, to that rock. And he was going to do that because he wanted to see just how far he could push that boulder, that rock. And so after 2 weeks of pushing and pushing and pushing, he took that measurement again. And lo and behold, he discovered that he had not moved that boulder at all, not even a fraction of an inch. Now think about that for a moment. For 8 months, from morning to night, he was out there pushing that boulder. pushing it as hard as he could for long periods of time, for that period of eight months. And he began to get discouraged. He was so disappointed, he thought that dream had been so very special, but now after 9 months, he saw that his work, all that hard work, had accomplished nothing. He was tired, but more important, he was discouraged. His dream seemed to mean nothing at all. Maybe, he thought to himself, he just imagined it. And so he sat, as a lot of us old folks do, on our front porch in our rocking chair, and just wept. He'd actually invested hundreds of hours in nothing. Hundreds of hours in nothing. And then the vision, Jesus, came to the man and asked him, "Why are you crying?" Well, that's such an obvious question, isn't it? 9 months, nothing's happened. And he replied and he said, "Lord, you know how weak and sick I am. And then this dream came and gave me great hope. But it's turned out to be a false dream, a false hope. I pushed with all of my strength for 9 months. And that rock, that boulder, hasn't moved an inch. It's just where it was when I started." And he was told, "I never told you to move the rock. I only told you to push against it." And the man replied, "Yes, sir. That's exactly what you told me to do, to push against it. But in my wisdom, I thought that rock would move." And he told the man to go in to his house, go into the bathroom, and stand in front of the mirror and look at yourself. And so he did that. And he stood in front of the mirror amazed. Remember, he'd been so weak and so sickly. But as he gazed at himself in the mirror, he saw a strong, muscular man. The rock didn't move, but he changed. He realized that he hadn't been coughing in a while. And he was feeling pretty good. And in fact, he'd been feeling pretty good for the last several months. And he became aware of the strength that he had built by just pushing on that rock. And it was at that moment that he understood that God's plan was not for the rock, but for him. God's plan is for us and not for those rocks that we push. The point then is we can, and unfortunately we do become quite discouraged as we do things in God's service. In our effort to push that rock, we seem to produce nothing. We seem to make no difference. And we become discouraged and begin to doubt our service to Him. And we say to ourselves, all that effort and that rock hasn't moved a fraction of an inch. Why am I doing it? Why am I pushing and pushing so hard and pushing every day, and yet that rock hasn't moved a fraction of an inch? Why all that effort? And for what? Because God has asked us to push He may be working on us, on each of us. Though my efforts and your efforts, or through my efforts and your efforts, God is building people. There are going to be trials and storms and tribulations and disappointments. There are going to be rocks that get in our way. And some of those rocks will be huge boulders. We just need to keep pushing and pushing, because that's all part of the process. The truth is that God is probably not working on the stones, those boulders that we're trying to move. He's really working on us. In the passage that Bruce read for us in Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 10 and 11, the remnant is in Babylon, frustrated, not knowing why they're there, pushing on rocks that don't move. And the Lord says, when 70 years are completed for Babylon, 70 years, that's a lifetime. Some of us have moved past that milestone. He says, at the end of those 70 years, I will come to you and fulfill my gracious promise to bring you back to Jerusalem, back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you. Those people didn't understand why they were in exile, but God had a plan for them. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Plans to give us hope and a future. Hope of eternal salvation and a future with Him. In Babylon, at least for the Jewish remnant, gone were all plans for future of the family, for their businesses, for education, for dreams and ambitions. And how often do those become the boulders that we're pushing on? Was all that which they were doing in Babylon for nothing? Was it a wasted effort like our boulder pusher thought? Was it life in Babylon without a purpose? God said, I am preparing you to rebuild the city, the nation, to serve my purpose, not yours. That you can't see it doesn't matter. And isn't that exactly what God is saying to us? I'm preparing you to rebuild those that want to follow after me. I'm preparing you to do my purpose, not your purpose. How many times in our lives do we not see it? But it doesn't really matter, because God sees it, and it's His plan. And we need to keep pushing against whatever those rocks are that are out there. In Psalms 40 and verse 17, it says, as for me, I am poor and needy, but the Lord takes thought for me. What a comforting, comforting statement. And I'm not so sure it's talking about physical needs here, but more about spiritual needs. I'm poor and I'm needy, but the Lord takes care for me. God doesn't give us opportunities that are useless and without purpose. Wherever we find ourselves, there's probably a purpose for it. There's an opportunity to share the gospel. Whether it's a question that our children ask us, whether it's a statement that's made by a colleague, or it's someone challenging us for our beliefs, all those rocks can be pushed against, and they build our character, and they support our spiritual needs. Our responsibility is to serve and to work with all our mind and might, trusting that God will produce the results He wants, even if it is simply to make of me what He wants me to be. Think about that. God has a plan for each of us. And we need to push and push with all of our might and all of our soul and all of our mind so that we can allow God to take advantage of us and to make out of us what He wants us to be. Just like with that man pushing on that boulder in the parable of the boulder, God wasn't working on the rock. He was working on that man. God, in the things that He puts in front of us, those trials and those tribulations, they're there to build our character. He's working on me, not on the rocks I'm pushing. The other people that may try to lead me astray, the things that are taught in the classroom, particularly at the college level, the things that your business colleagues might want you to do and work, or some special project that you allow to get ahead of your service to God. Those are the types of things that we need to be pushing away from as we're being molded into what God wants us to be. When it's all done, when whatever time that we have on this earth, when that's finished, God will decide what it's supposed to look like. Now, let me tell you a little story that happened about at least 40 years ago in Columbus, Mississippi. It was a fairly young Christian at the time, and I don't think I'd ever been to more than one or two funerals, and they were all sad occasions. But I went to a funeral in Columbus, Mississippi, where there was a funeral for one of the elders. And that was a joyous occasion, the way I think funerals ought to be, because everyone there realized that this man had lived the type of life that God wanted him to be, and he pushed on those rocks, and God had molded him into what He wanted him to be. And that's really, in the end, what we want, is what God wants us to be, what He wants us to look like. God is always thinking about us, and He knows what He wants to accomplish, whether in us or through us. And if you feel like I have at times, that nothing is happening, that I haven't even moved at a fraction of an inch, that I'm pushing and pushing against a huge rock and nothing happens. Let me encourage you just to keep on pushing and let God decide what is to be accomplished and when it is to be accomplished. And don't ask, why is his rock smaller than mine, or why is his rock bigger than mine? Push the rock God gives you and let God make out of you what he desires. Don't let discouragement or disappointment or doubt or even what you think is your inability to understand cause you to stop pushing. Your development is the treasure, not what is under the rock. Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Push that rock. Push it and keep on pushing it, because God has plans for all of us. Plans that will give us hope and a future. Simple little parable. Certainly not of the caliber that Jesus gives in the Gospels. But a parable, I think, that we can all relate to. Particularly those of us that are Christians. But if you're not one of God's children, we would encourage you to think about it. To think about the fact that God wants to mold you into one of his people. And it's really simple to be one of his children. That's to understand the gospel message, to realize that as a human, you have and you will continue to sin. But if you're willing to confess those sins and to repent, to turn away from them, to do your very best, be willing to confess the name of Christ as the Son of the living God, and then to be baptized for the remission of your sins, and to come up out of that watery grave determined to push your boulder as hard as you can for the rest of your life. We would encourage you in whatever way that we can, or if you have slacked off in pushing, we would like to help you there as well. Come as we now sing the song that's been selected, and then Kurt will lead us.